Hi, my name's Daisy Boss and I work with angels. I'm known as an angelologist, a bit like an energist, as Amanda is, but I work with angels and I work with the angels of the Elohim, the Omniphim, the Seraphim, the Cherubim and the angels of awakening and many more angelic realms. Did you know there were more than one angelic realm? Not a lot of people do, and that's why I love the work that I do, because one day you can be talking to Archangel Michael and another day you can be talking to Archangel Zadkiel. And so all these angels, they have different qualities and they have different personalities and they do different things and they can give you much more different kinds of guidance as well. So that's what I'm going to do over the next 7 weeks, is introduce you to these seven archangels one by one so that you can really get to know them and love them as much as I do. I'm standing in for Amanda while she is away again on her wonderful travels. So I'm going to spend the time talking to you about the angels of awakening and the angels of the Elohim. And I'd love to hear your angel stories. So do please contact me either through the email or on my website. And my email address is info@daisyfoss.com. And that's the same as my website, daisyfoss.com. Simple, isn't it? I do try and keep things simple. They're not always easy, but we do try to keep them simple. Today we're going to talk about Archangel Raphael, my most favourite archangel. He is known as the Divine Healer, the archangel closest to God, and he brings in healing light for all those who are in need anytime. He is the patron saint of all those who are ill and caregivers who attend them on earth and all through humanity. Archangel Raphael has been there as a beacon of hope during our darkest hours, acting as a conduit for God's healing light, and he is there instantly, just like Archangel Michael. He will come, he's omnipresent, he will come whenever you call him. He's the most amazing soft green energy, and this soft green energy reminds you of the grass, the color of grass, and all around you as well, and the connection to nature, because Archangel Raphael is incredibly connected to nature. It's all about the natural healing energy that comes directly from the divine. So what do we know about Archangel Raphael? Well, we know that he is the archangel of all kinds of healing. He is the archangel of the air. His element is air. So when you breathe, and of course, the first thing that I do with my clients is to ask them to breathe. You'd be amazed at how many people don't breathe, especially yoga teachers. If I have a client that's not breathing, they're in that state of freeze and they've come for healing. And the first thing we do is ask them to breathe. And it's like, are you a yoga teacher? And they go, yeah. It's often, those that want to need the help the most are the ones that give it the most. And so that's what we do. Healer, heal thyself here. And Archangel Raphael is the archangel that will most certainly bring healing light to you whenever you require it. And his day, the day of Archangel Raphael, is Wednesday. So Wednesday is his day. I like to call the archangels on their days. If you call him his proper name as well, Archangel Raphael, the healing power of God, he will come to you. And all those friends and family, if you're calling in, if you're breathing in his element of air, that goes all the way through your whole being and it is oxygenating your body. And you know, quite often the first thing that happens when we're under stress is that we hold our breath. You go, and oh, sorry if I just woken a few people up there. And what you do is you hold it, you go, and you can hold that breath for ages and ages and ages. I have people who come to me who've been holding their breath for 30 and 40 years.
and you can pinpoint it right back to when they had their trauma, when there was an accident, when something happened, when they heard something, because Archangel Raphael is all about the heart. So anything that is to do with the heart, any love issues, any romantic issues, anything that is to do with your relationship with yourself, you call in Archangel Raphael. And he's also the Archangel of travel. So he is the Archangel, a bit like Saint Christopher, who we know, who we call in when we are traveling or we're sending people off on their travels. Oh, make sure you have your Saint Christopher with you. And it's the same, I say to my friends and family, especially my children, oh, make sure Archangel Raphael is with you. And Lara, my daughter, went to Thailand when she was 18, and I gave her a crystal. I gave her a malachite crystal, and I said, put it in your pocket. She went, no, I'm not having that, all that hippy-dippy stuff. I'm not having it. And I said, oh, please, just take this one, you know, adventuring jade or malachite. Choose which one you want. And of course, she chose the most expensive. And she put it in her pocket. And they went to Thailand, her and her friend, Connie, and they all went in this aeroplane to Thailand, quite a long way. And halfway through, the attendant came and sat next to Connie, who was having a panic attack. Quite often happens on aeroplanes, strangely enough. It's because your energy is taken out from the earth and you're in the air and your body's a bit wobbly, doesn't feel safe. And so when people say to me, I don't like flying, it's like, well, you know, you can keep your connection to the earth. It doesn't matter that you are traveling in an aeroplane. You can still keep your connection to the earth by your intention and by your silver cord connecting you to the earth. And that helped her to understand that she didn't have to have a panic attack, or if one arose, that she was to call out Archangel Raphael and ask him for his help. So halfway through, back to the story, this amazing steward came and sat next to her and started talking to her. And of course, the first thing that he got her to do in this panic, in this state of fear, was to breathe. And he got her to breathe into a paper bag. And if you breathe in and then breathe out more than you breathe in, you'll find that your breath starts to flow in a much better way. And Archangel Raphael is there for you. And after about 15-20 minutes, she'd calmed down quite a lot. And my daughter Art said, oh, it's amazing. Thank you so much for coming. And he said, well, you called out my name. And like they said, what's your name? And he said, my name's Raphael. So, you know, you never know if you're going to be on an aeroplane with a steward whose name's Raphael. I always trust that there's one around the corner or sitting next to me. So and even if there isn't, Archangel Raphael can overshadow, can come in and show you that loving, healing feeling that you are calling for. And so when they got to Thailand, they landed. And again, they were all very worried about where they were, and they called in the angels. And she rang me mid travel to tell me this story. They were so impressed. And when she got home, the malachite was still in her pocket, but there was a big mark on her jeans where she'd been rubbing it all the time and holding on to it. So, you know, Archangel Raphael, he's wonderful for traveling, for travelers. He really will help you. He brings in healing and smooths the way for you. And we'll talk about which angels and which crystals will help you later on in the show. We will talk to you a bit more about the temple series, the angelic crystal healing temple series that Paul and I have created, because it's a space where you can really connect with Archangel Raphael. Are you sitting comfortably? We're going to now play just the music. And this music is recorded by my husband, Paul Foss. Thank you. Welcome back. He is the most incredible angel. And you know, always that you say, oh, I call up an angel and there's feathers everywhere. And it's amazing. The feathers can be absolutely anywhere. You know, I've had feathers. I've been doing a card reading and the lady and I closed our eyes. And when we opened it, there were feathers. And it was ages until I found out that the symbol for Archangel Raphael is a feather. So if you do find a feather, it's usually a healing feather. And and I thought, well, how on earth does it get inside a locked door? I found them inside temples. I found them inside changing rooms. You know, these feathers are absolutely everywhere if the angel is there. And it makes sense because the angel, especially Raphael, is there to take care of you, to bring his arms, his feathers, his wings all around you. And when, of course, he flaps his wings, that's when the feathers come into our manifestation. So you know an angel's been there because there's a feather. And in particular, you know that Archangel Raphael, it's his symbol. So he will be the archangel to call whenever you are in a state of either fear or trauma, or you know that you've hurt yourself, you need some healing. Call upon Archangel Raphael. As a healer, he's the first archangel to come after Archangel Michael. I find that Archangel Michael, when I say, oh my God, or I start to think about healing, Michael comes straight in, stands on the right side, and Archangel Raphael stands on the left. And Archangel Raphael is there to help anyone who is in need of healing. And so you can call him or you can call me. My number is on my website. It's daisypost.com. And I'd be delighted to help you in any way I can. I have my grandchildren call whenever they have hurt themselves. When I walk through the door, it's like, oh, Omar, look at this, Omar. And of course, when there is something serious, then my daughter does ring me and go, can you put them in the healing grid, please? More about my healing later on in the show. How can you heal yourself? You can call upon the Archangel Raphael to bring you healing, or you can go into meditation. I have a healing meditation series called the Crystal Sound Healing Temples, and Archangel Raphael's is pure healing with all of the crystals that I'm going to talk about later. They include aventurine, malachite, jade, all of the green colours of the stones, and I'm going to talk to you about some different ones as well. And so I'm going to play you some music now from the Crystal Sound Healing Temple series. If I started to play you the guided meditation, I think you'd go to sleep. So I missed the rest of the show. Are you sitting comfortably? We're going to now play just the music. So make yourself comfortable and we will begin. This will be for you to relax and to have the intention of bringing in Archangel Raphael to heal whatever part of your body is requiring healing now. Just relax and remember his element is air. So just breathe in and breathe out longer than you breathe in, just to relax and receive the healing light from Archangel Raphael. Just sit back and enjoy the music of Paul Foss. Thank you. enjoy that. How many feathers are there around you? Have you had a look? And don't be disappointed if there aren't any. It's usually when you walk out the doors, loads and loads, hundreds and thousands of them all over the garden or wherever it is. So just be on the lookout for these feathers from Archangel Raphael. We're just going to have a few words from our sponsors and look forward to speaking to you when you come back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. Archangel Raphael. There we go again. I'm saying his name so many times, just like last week, talking about Archangel Michael. I wonder if you counted all the names at the end. He could have won a prize. You never know. So what are we going to talk about now? We're going to talk to you about Archangel Raphael, he whom God heals through you. Because Archangel Raphael is renowned as the heavenly physician. He helps you with an intention of healing. The energy of Archangel Raphael is very, very silent. He's always there in the background, and he wants you to manifest your perfect health. And the way to do this is to have a clear third eye. And to have a clear third eye, you have a clear sacral chakra. So your sacral chakra at your tummy button, this is the chakra for your trust, for your power, for your creativity. And this chakra, or sacral chakra, if this is blocked, then your intuition and your seeing and your clairs or your clairvoyance, clairaudience is often veiled and unable to bring through the messages that you really want. So by clearing your sacral chakra and by clearing your third eye, Archangel Raphael can help you to clear your third eye for a start, and also to help you to heal yourself, because it's by intention, it's by imagination, it's by your desire. You know that the doctors often give you placebos, and it's those people who have the thought, have the desire to heal themselves that receive this energy. And it really is quite magical. It's quite wonderful. So free your mind from what you've learned before. Free your mind from the conditioning and be free. Be free to receive this light, this loving energy. And of course, Archangel Raphael doesn't always work on his own. Have you heard of his twin flame? The twin flame of Archangel Raphael is Lady Mary. Lady Mary, who is the queen of angels. She is an Achaia archangel and a very high dimensional light being, so spiritually immaculate that only those with the purest intentions have the ability to see her physically. So, and her name has some very interesting root meanings. You may have heard of some of them. The Myrrh, Mistress of the Sea, Star of the Sea, Stella Maris, and Beloved of Amun. Would you believe it that the Stella Maris was the name of the school that my grandchildren first went to when they moved to Folkestone? So we knew they needed healing from leaving London, but didn't really appreciate that Lady Mary, Raphael's twin flame, was really looking after them so well. And it's amazing how when you bring in both Lady Mary's energy and Raphael's energy, these two archangels, male and female, you're also healing that energy of the divine masculine and the divine feminine. And that's really what we need to do at this time in humanity's journey is to really bring together a balance, a harmony and unity between the male and the female. And lots of people haven't heard of the Achaia Angels, the female archangels. There's a wonderful book by my friend Claire Stone that talks to you about all of the angels and archangels of the feminine rays. We're talking about Archangel Raphael and his twin flame, Lady Mary, the Queen of Angels. And she really is a queen. She is so delightful. When you call her, her energy is of the highest, greenest, beautiful light. And the frequency of the green is also the blue comes in as well. So you have this bluey green energetic frequency of light. And if you can see her in person, she's wearing a very beautiful white dress, usually with something covering her head and a big gold ankh. And of course, the ankh, this portrays the priestesses of Isis. The Egyptian priestesses would always wear an ankh, and this Achaia Archangel Mary, Queen of all the angels, has been with us since the beginning of time, just like Archangel Raphael. He is also a creator god. He is also one of the creator angels. And the energy of these archangels comes in from the east through the element of air. So when you are having the intention to call them, turn to the east, take a big deep breath in and bring in that intention of love, that intention of healing, that prayer for yourself, because it's healing yourself first that is important. Because if you heal yourself first, then you are able to heal others. It's almost impossible to heal others if you have issues or what we call ego positions, where you have not worked on your inner healing, the inner conflicts that you have within. And it's the soothing and smoothing of those conflicts. It's the getting to know yourself, healing those childhood traumas. Maybe you had a really happy childhood, in which case you don't have any traumas to heal. But what about later on in life? Has something happened to you that you just sort of parked it? You haven't really dealt with it. I often find that it's a grief or a bereavement, and you don't have to have a body to have grief. And that's where Archangel Raphael comes in, and of course Lady Mary. They will help you now by working together. They will help you in any way that you need it. Often I have clients, they come and they don't really know why they're there. They've either been sent there by their husband or their wives or their sisters or someone that they work with has said, you have to have a healing, go and see Daisy. And they come and they have no idea. And we have a chat, and then they lay down on the couch, and the archangels will start to come in when we invite them. And often I'll start talking to them, and the energy will tell me where to go. And we're halfway through the healing session, and I'll say, have you got a bad back? And they go, oh yeah, I forgot about that. What about your head? Have you hit your head? Oh yes, I forgot about that as well. So the best one was a guy who was doing an interview, and he was such a skeptic. He didn't want to play the game at all. We were nearly to the end. I said to him, so how long have you had this issue on your chest then? How long has your heart been like this? And he said, oh yeah, I forgot. I had pneumonia. How did you know? And, you know, the angels tell you, the body tells you, if there's an issue, if there's something that needs to be given the opportunity to let go, the the opportunity for the air to get there, to really open it up. And of course, Archangel Raphael does this so beautifully. And that's why we love him, and Lady Mary as well. Lady Mary, who is his twin flame. And I hadn't heard of her before, but I always knew that there was somebody there. I knew there was a female aspect to Archangel Raphael. And it's such a joy to find out that it is the Queen of Angels. So do call upon these angels whenever you feel that you are feeling lonely or feeling low, depressed, or however it is, just not even knowing what the problem is, because they have no judgments. They have absolutely pure, unconditional love. They come in through that fifth ray, that beautiful diamond white light of the fifth ray of truth and pure divine healing. As we started, Archangel Raphael, he who heals like God, he brings in the messengers from God directly to you. And it really, you can really tell when you've had a healing from Archangel Raphael, because there's a big shift. It isn't just, oh, another lie down, another let go, another this, another that. There's a real big shift to the healing. And I hope you've enjoyed this, because we've been sending healing to you all the while we've been talking to you today. I'm going to play you some music now from the Crystal Sound Healing Temple series. Just sit back and enjoy the music of Paul Foss. Thank you. So we continue with this amazing emerald duo, Lady Mary, the twin flame of Archangel Raphael, from the fifth angelic ray, the emerald ray of healing, of truth and science. And together they really oversee the legions of angels healing who tend through this emerald ray. And it's really important to know how you can sleep well with the emerald ray. Use the emerald ray like a blanket. Just imagine or cover yourself. I actually have a bed cover that's emerald ray with the flower of life on it, strangely enough. So that's double bubble, really bringing in the energy to help you to sleep, to help you to relax, to help to bring in the clarity of healing so that you're frequency activates and heals you when you are wanting to go to sleep. It's wonderful to do this for children as well, because quite often, you know, they get so hyper, and a soft green blanket will help children to go to sleep more easily and to calm them, especially if they're not feeling too well, and wrap them in this green blanket, and this will automatically bring in that emerald duo of archangels Raphael and Mary. And if you want to bring in the crystals, we're going to talk about the crystals now for healing. Those that we use in the Crystal Sound Healing Temple meditation are the archangel Raphael's favorite crystals, and the obviously starting with emerald and malachite. We've talked to you about them: aventurine, jade, moldavite, green kyanite, fuchsite, moss agate, peridot, seraphinite, oh I love that one, and peronite and bloodstone. And those are the crystals that Archangel Raphael loves, and the ones that Mary, her gemstones are aquamarine, again emerald and malachite, blue lace agate, snowy quartz, Lemurian clear crystal, quartz and sapphires. And of course, when you are working with the divine Archangel Mary, you are often, when we say prayers, when we call Mary, we are calling the Achaia Archangel as well as the Divine Mother Mary. And you may know that you're doing this or you may not, but it is wonderful to have these crystals, either wearing them or having them on your altar. I have a Lemurian crystal on my altar. It's amazing. And aquamarines, I've talked to you about Marina before, and Gaius, my aquamarines. I also have aquamarines in my wedding ring, a diamond and a black diamond. But around my neck, I'm often wearing blue moonstones, aquamarine, and of course the clear quartz crystals that will help and bring in any of the angels. So if you are wanting to know more about crystals, I'd be here all day if I talked to you about each of those crystals. And there's so many books on the subject, but I'd be really happy to give you a crystal healing session. That's wonderful. You lie down and the angels tell me which crystals would put you in a crystal grid to start with. So it's the healing crystal grid all around you, these little points, silver, quartz crystals, and then we bring in the crystals for whichever archangel we're working on or whatever we need to use to help you with your issues. Or you don't have to have anything wrong with you. Having a crystal healing is very energizing, and it really can bring clarity, motivation, and can really help you in any form of business, or just if you're feeling a little low or a bit sad and grief. A crystal healing can really lift your spirits, because it's the ancient energy of these crystals. They are millions of years old, and they have come from the earth, and the archangels work and use the crystals because it's clarity, and it brings in the sharpness of a point, bringing it into where it's really needed. So if you want to know more about archangels or about the crystal healing, then please do call me or email. It's all on my website, daisyfoss.com. We're just going to have a few words from our sponsors and look forward to speaking to you when you come back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
I do hope you've enjoyed today. I do hope you've enjoyed this show, and we're just going to go through the archangels one by one. So for the next few shows, they will be each of them showing you and bringing their healing quality. So after listening to me and having invoked Archangel Raphael, I do hope you feel a little better. The healing grid is there whilst we are talking, so you should have lifted your spirits and ready for the rest of the day. My name is Daisy Foss, and thank you so much for listening to me. I've really enjoyed standing in for Amanda, who's on her travels, and can't wait to hear what she's been up to when she gets back. In the meantime, I will be here again next week, introducing another archangel. So I really look forward to hearing from you. And if you've enjoyed this, please contact me or write a comment so that we know that you're enjoying it. Okay, lots of love from me, from my heart to yours. Big angelic hug from me, Daisy Foss.